Kansas City-based Americana musician Kelly Hunt released her widely acclaimed debut album, Even the Sparrow, in early 2019. She says that creating the album was a challenging experience that ultimately paid off. She recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more. I was born
on the riverbank. Last spring, you released Even the Sparrow, and it was so well received. Tell me a little bit about the process of making it. This was kind of a longer process, is that right?
It was my first attempt at a record, so I spent the better part of 2.5, going on 3 years making it, and a lot of that was just figuring out what that entailed, and I was working full-time and kind of recording piecemeal on weekends and just figuring out how to be in the studio and work with an engineer and just all these technical layers that I'd never experienced before. So it was a big education. I had been writing a lot and kind of figuring out also how to put together an album, piece it together to where there was a flow, not just a collection of 12 songs, but something that had a sort of narrative arc. My daddy, he worked so hard for his pay,
putting food on the table every day. Oh, my daddy works. So when did you know that Across the Great Divide would be the opener for the record? Oh, one more time, won't you speak those words I long to hear? Was that always on the table as the first song?
That song actually, I recorded on a whim, probably just a couple weeks after I'd written it. And I was waiting for Stosh, my co-producer and tour partner, Stosh Haney. I was waiting for him to come into the studio. He was running a little bit behind, and so I was just there with the engineer, and I thought, well, let's go ahead and record a couple solo tunes while we're both here. And recorded that one kind of off the cuff, not even knowing if it was going to be on the album, just because it was on my mind and it was fresh. And that broken old bee goes marching on and renders its loving to a song. So we did a take of it, and then Stosh showed up and he listened to the take and he said, oh, I think we should not touch this again. I honestly didn't expect that one to get singled out. You know, it doesn't have a refrain, really. It's a long song. It's a challenging song for a listener because it is long and because it doesn't have a refrain. And so I didn't expect people necessarily to latch on to that one. But once I started playing it out in live performance, that was one that people would request and it meant something to people. And so that kind of became the opener to set the stage for an album that's a little bit, you know, outside the box and that does challenge the listener. Well, there's so many things I couldn't bring myself to say. So many little burdens you couldn't bear to give away.
So the record came out in May, and then you wound up getting all this wonderful acclaim and best of the year and all this other stuff. That's not something you can really plan for. I mean, how did it, were you kind of surprised when it started taking off?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you create something, you know, that it's your baby, you love it, and you want to be proud of it. Then you put it out in the world and, you know, you kind of rear it and then you send it out into the world and you hope the best. But you never know. And it was difficult. You know, it was really difficult making the album and had to be so patient. And we hit a lot of snags where there were, you know, things during the recording process and that, you know, we had to learn about and figure out. And it wasn't just something we could do overnight. It took time. And when we started to get those first few good press pieces and reviews and then some distinctions and things, it put my faith back in this thing that we'd spent so much time in. Just hearing someone outside your own family and friends and like close fans tell you that it's something that's resonating and that's really just wonderfully rewarding thing and was kind of unexpected. As much as I, you know, believed in these songs, it's been a surprise to see that other people value them. That's really been wonderful. I was feeling low, overcome with a woe. There was a deep down kind of darkness that was stirring up my soul. I said, brother, won't you lend me a hand? 'Cause I know you've been where I am. Come on now, I'm just a broken man trying to make it to the other side. By and by, by and by. Oh, by and by. Oh, you know you gotta take one little day at a time. We're getting just a little bit closer each day. We're moving right along on the wings of faith. Come on now, we're gonna make it all the way to the glory.
Legion, there's not a soul on my side. I said, brother, won't you take my part? Cause the fight is long and the night is dark. Come on now, we're gonna have to push hard if we're to make it to the other side. By and by,
by and by,
oh, by and by. Oh, you know you